August. I always enjoy your shows. And it's not just a bunch of screaming girls around. There's men there, too. Is that your plan to make your music appeal to both men and women?
I think that, you know, you relate to the people that relate to you. I think the weak gonna hate and the real gonna relate. And I think that's just what it is. Everybody got a story, and it's just like being the voice of the people, and that's with a female or a male, you know. So everybody pull up and come show love, and like you said, sometimes a lot of dudes do tell. I mean, bring their girl to my shows, and I applaud that, and I tell them all the time, man, thank you for bringing her, and you ain't got to worry about me trying to steal your girl. Like, hopefully, I help you keep your girl by bringing her here.
That's probably a little weird. She with her man, probably looking at you some type of way she shouldn't be looking.
Yeah. Hey, you know, it's only looking. Looking. Look don't hurt.
But you keep it really...
You know, whoa. I had this show once. I was in Chicago, and the girl was on the side of the stage. And, you know, I had this long jacket on, and she just grabbed the back of my jacket. Ooh. And her boyfriend punched her so hard.
No.
Yeah.
So scratch what I just said. This might not be a good date night, you know. Come with your girl.
I just couldn't understand.
Keep it safe. So you do get really personal on stage. You talk about your stories, talk about your life. Is there anything that, you know, ever gets you emotional?
Of course. I think everything probably gets me emotional. Because I don't mind. It's just the atmosphere, the vibe, me being, you know, on stage, and it's a whole lot of things that kind of just catch me off guard. And what I really hate is when I get caught off guard, because, you know, people, you come in to see a show, you don't come up here to see me cry. But when I get caught off guard, if it's something, you know, because it may be the songs, a lot of my songs are lifestyle songs, and it's very, very personal to me. And so it's like, no matter how many times I do them, it just never get old to me, because it's so real. I hate when I can't get my shit together up there. Like, hold on, I gotta step back for a minute and then come back, and I'm trying to sing and my nose is leaking snot or whatever. Yeah, so now it's a lot of things that, you know, kind of choke me up here and there, but I've been cool lately.
You've been cool lately. Yeah. Lately, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I mean, I have a confession. I'm kind of like an Usher groupie.
Really?
Keep that on the low. But I was so excited to hear that you're going to be open up for him on the UR Experience Tour. Mm-hmm. Is that a lot of pressure? Because, like I said, Usher groupie. I've seen Kanye West open up for him. A lot of people, it's hard to please Team Usher.
Not at all. Nah. I'm excited to be a part of it. And I like things that, you know, push me to be great. And, you know, just to be able to, you know, share that stage and be a part of it and do those type of venues, bigger venues, more people. You know, just like I said, push you to the next level. But I do what I do, so and you know, I should do what he do. So I'm not really.
I follow you on Instagram, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I always like, where do these people come from when they be coming at you in your comments, talking about, oh, he's crazy, he's arrogant. But I don't get, where do you think that comes from?
I actually, honestly, don't even see things like that. I don't see those type of comments. I of course, I hear about it every now and then. But as far as social media, I kind of stay away from it. I do what I do for what I do. Post and be gone, because it's like, you can get caught up into it and think you know somebody more than who you really are, or you get caught up into some negativity that they be talking on the internet. So I don't really be bothered by it. You can be called arrogant for if you eating and you say, nah, I'm not taking a picture right now because I'm eating, then you arrogant and you asshole. But hey, so be it. Like,
really, you could have had like spinach in your teeth.
Yeah, it's just...
See, I get that, because I have braces. I always have spinach in my braces.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. But it doesn't bother me, because I know who I am, and I know who I am in my heart. And I think, well, I know for a fact the people know it. So I ain't, if you can say that about me, that means you really just don't know me.
All right, well, thank you so much.
Thank you, sweetheart.